It's Tuesday, September 3rd, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Mexican kidnappings and murder of pastors are on the rise. Armed men from a cartel entered a shelter in Nuevo Laredo, looking to kidnap Cuban immigrants. When Pastor Aaron Mendez Ruiz tried to intervene, they grabbed him, reports EFE.com. Another pastor, Alfredo Canseco, was shot down directly after Sunday services at the Evangelical Christian Brotherhood Church in Oaxaca, Mexico, on August 18th. First, the city of Philadelphia shut down the Catholic Social Services foster program for their refusal to give children over to homosexuals. Now, the organization is taking their case to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Third Federal Circuit Court ruled against the Catholic organization in March of this year. The Beckett Fund has filed their appeal, requesting that the court rule on, quote, whether a government violates the First Amendment by conditioning a religious agency's ability to participate in the foster care system on taking actions and making statements that directly contradict the agency's religious beliefs, end quote. Our sovereign, all-powerful God is sending the most powerful storm to date against the east coast of the United States. Hurricane Dorian is packing wind gusts up to 220 miles per hour, and she has already done damage to the Bahamas. Dr. Hubert Minnie, the Bahamas Prime Minister, called this the, quote, worst day of my life, end quote. In his evacuation order issued Saturday, Minnie said, quote, this is a deadly storm and a monster storm. I can only say to them that I hope this is not the last time they will hear my voice, and may God be with them, end quote, reports the Nassau Guardian. The storm surge in the Bahamas reached 18 to 23 feet, and reports of casualties are coming in. The Worldview caught up with Kimberly Miners, a Bahamian Worldview listener who lives on the island of Nassau.